Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph. Kara B'Toh. Person who was reading the Torah and he made a mistake. Afilu B'Dikduk Ois Achas. Even if he left out or added one letter, still Machzir Moiso, we make him say it over again. Says the Rambah. L'chein Adin Achas and Akoyre. The same thing applies for the Balkoyre. If he's reading, B'Shinish Mishtana Yidei Zeho Inyan. He doesn't put the right Akudis in a fashion that has a different meaning, then we make him say it over again. Aval im tov beneginos hatam, if he made a mistake in the trop, the tune, or benikud, or if he made a mistake in the nakudas in the fashion does not change the meaning, in machzirim vayisei say aval goyim, but we do not make him say it over again, but we do reprimand him. So a person, before he decides to have the shliach tzibur go over something, he should know the halachas, what is really considered a mistake, that he actually left out part of the word, or he pronounced it in a fashion to change the meaning, and why not? The Shabruna Bi'alocha adds that this whole thing is talking about on Shabbos. If you made a mistake in a word, then you have to say it over again. But in a weekday, there's room to say that since even if you skipped a pasuk in the weekday, as long as you read 10 pasukim, it's good enough. So also here would be good enough, but he's not sure about that, because he says, and maybe it's worse if you mispronounced it. So it seems to be that even a weekday, if the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Koyer, mispronounced the word in the fashion that changes the meaning, Lachatchila, he should read it again. Mishnah Berurah also passes that even on Shabbos that we say that you have to read it again, but if you finished all the aliyahs and then somebody realized that, so you do not make a new bracha on that kriya. Just read the three psukim, that was together with two other psukim without a bracha. If you caught it in the middle of the aliyah, then you fix it up within the aliyah. If you caught it the next aliyah, then the one who gets the next aliyah would start from there and fix up the mistake, then go onwards to the rest of the parasha.